love the flick, mate. Knights of the Damned.
Oh, you enjoyed it.
I did, yeah. Yep, medieval knights and zombies. You can't go wrong with knights and zombies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was fun filming. I mean, we had a major challenge filming in a very short space of time. We had nearly 3 weeks to shoot the whole thing. But to some extent, it went to our advantage because we worked so closely together to make every scene work. So it worked out nicely.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great flick. The king has sent his best knights to defeat a dragon besieging the castle. On the epic adventure, the knights encounter malicious sirens, warrior women on a mission of revenge, and an unstoppable army of the undead. There's nothing not to like about that movie, mate.
It was a great storyline. It was a great storyline, which I really thoroughly enjoyed. We had to tweak much of the script prior to shooting itself, but it turned out nicely, and we worked very closely with the same special effects team who did the Harry Potter series.
Right.
So they kind of brought some more magic to the film itself.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like, as it says at the end, the story keeps going, so there's obviously going to be a sequel.
Absolutely. We shot the second part last summer.
Right.
And it's going to receive release in September.
Right, right.
And then we'll be shooting part three just prior to releasing the second one.
Okay, very cool. So it's a trilogy.
Yes, it is, yeah.
It's a trilogy. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be fantastic. And you've done lots of cool stuff, so let's talk a little bit about you as well. You've done quite a few films, some TV as well. You've been in films like Unleashed, DOA, Intergalactic Combat, Transporter 3, Man of Tai Chi, TV shows like Lex and the Street Fighter series. Some of these movies there's been some big names involved with Unleashed and Transporter, of course, working with the likes of Luc Besson and yeah, and Louis Leterrier, Oliver Megaton.
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean, they're big names in action, mate. So what was it like to collaborate with them?
I think each and every experience was particularly interesting and educational for me, a learning experience. Working with Luc Besson was just amazing. I did two films with Luc Besson. One was Transporter 3, and the other one was Unleashed. Both filmed in Paris. So that was great fun. But I think with every experience working with legends within their genre of film, you've got something to learn, something to pick up and apply to your own individuality. And yeah. I've been very lucky to work with Hong Kong productions as well as Hollywood, because they've got distinct different styles of filming.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Even the last film I did with Keanu Reeves, Man of Tai Chi.
Yes.
He tends to employ Chinese or Hong Kong choreographers and action directors to do it for him, because Hong Kong, let's face it, they've been making these films for a bit longer than we have.
Yes, that's true. What's he like to work with as an actor as well as a director?
Sorry, what did you like to?
I said, what does he like to work with as an actor as well as a director?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Oh, Keanu Reeves, I have to say, is probably one of the nicest people I've met in my entire life.
Yep.
Really, really a true gentleman. True gentleman. Extremely hardworking. And I noticed some of the things. Most of the scenes that were shot were not included in the final cut. But yeah. He's an absolute perfectionist. He'll keep shooting and shooting and reshooting with different angles, different camera lengths, until he gets what he wants.
Right.
So, extremely hardworking and also very humble and nice person.
Unleashed had a big cast. He had Jet Li, Morgan Freeman, the late, great Bob Hoskins.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a huge cast. Jet Li, he's an action megastar, isn't he?
Yes, it was a different storyline to what Jet Li has been used to making previously. So, it was a very interesting production to be working on. Alongside Bob Hoskins and Morgan Freeman and Jet Li was truly amazing. But also to work with a good friend of mine, Scott Adkins, it's been good fun. Scott and I have known each other since the very first film I shot, which was in Thailand, Black Mask 2.
We became
close friends, and we've been fortunate enough to work together on 5 productions so far.
It was
a fun production for me.
That's great. I'll tell you what, a film that I like you in, that I always liked, it wasn't... It didn't get a huge release over here, but it was DOA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah. And, I mean, that had some big names in it. The former wrestler Kevin Nash, Eric Roberts. What was it like to work with those chaps?
Well, on Dead or Alive, I worked with Australia's strongman contender, Derek Boyer.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Derek Boyer was 7 times the Australian world strongman contender.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great class. We spent 3 months in China. It was the last film that I ever shot on 35mm film as opposed to digital.
Right, right.
And this was only 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It was quite fun, I think, with most productions where you spend 3 months away from home.
Right,
it almost becomes like your big brother house.
Yeah.
You become very close with all the cast and crew. You share wonderful memories. You may or may not see each other ever again, but nevertheless, it was a great experience.
Yeah. So for our audience listening who are not aware of you or your career, can you tell us a little bit about how you came into the film business?
Well, I think back of my mind, I always wanted to get into TV and acting. My parents encouraged me to pursue an academic route. So I did business economics at university. I graduated from university. I was competing in martial arts since I was 12 years old, and my belt changed color very quickly. I became a European, British, and world gold medalist within 7-8 years of training. So I kind of stood out in that field, and I was offered to do stunt work on a film called Black Mask 2, shot in Bangkok in Thailand. This was 17 years ago. So I went along as a stuntman, but the film didn't really have much of an appealing action in it. So I pulled up famous action director Jin Wu-Ping, and I said, why don't you get more action in the film? So he said to me, show me some action that you're capable of. So I pulled him to the side, did a few movements, and they literally wrote my character into the script there and then.
Right.
And that's when my career took off. I came back, I started doing drama, fight choreography, and my career took off from there. But I was competing in martial arts for many, many years before that, and I think that's what certainly helped me as a springboard to get into the movies.
Right, right. And, you know, with the films that you look to do, I mean, you've done quite a vast array of genres, not just action. Is there certain things you look for in the films that you like to be in?
100%. I'm actually very, very excited to announce. I've only just signed the contract. I'm shooting a film in space called Made in Chinatown,
okay.
Which is an action comedy.
Right.
It's called Made in Chinatown.
Made in Chinatown.
It's going to be shot in Made in Chinatown, yeah. That's to be exploring this side of my character. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And action comedy, so kind of like the Rush Hour film, sort of. So it's got a bit of martial arts and humor as well.
For sure. I mean, I've been very much inspired by Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan is an absolute expert when it comes to action comedies.
Yeah.
And always loved his films.
Yeah.
So to be taking part in something of a similar nature is very exciting for me.
Sure. Yeah, I remember when he did a film here in Australia called First Strike. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, of course.
And it was filmed on the Gold Coast here. And
he
does that, I don't know if you remember it, he does this stunt where he jumps through a ladder, not underneath a ladder. He goes through the rungs of the ladder, like there's a guy painting where they're doing this fight, and he jumps through the ladder. Like he literally does this. He does a vault, and he goes through it. And what I loved about his films at that time, at the end as the credits roll, it would show you like all of the stuff ups, like how he hurt himself constantly trying to do that, because he does, you know, he does it all himself.
Yeah.
And you'd see him like bump his knee or you know, almost break his leg, and he'd be like, ooh, and then he'd run off and sort of rub his leg really fast, and you know. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Jackie Chan's action comedy has been breathtaking.
Yeah.
Breathtaking for many decades now. And like you said, the interesting thing with his movies is watching the outtakes at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Which bring reality to the surface to actually see that most of the stunts were performed by him.
Yeah.
And there was a great deal of risk involved, so that's always fun watching.
And this medieval trilogy, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't seen it, but your character didn't come off too well in this one, in Knights of the Damned. He ended up, you know... I'm not gonna spoil for people.
Yeah,
so,
how do
you come back then in the next one?
Well, funny enough, he actually does get cured in the second part completely by the end. So I look forward to being normal again in the third part.
Okay.
But without giving too much away, it's got a bit of a twist to it, second and third part.
Right, right. And so you, and so the story for the third one is already figured out, the script and all that.
Do you know what? I've not read the script. I'm not going to probably get the script till June.
Okay, right.
Considering we start shooting in July, so I've not even seen the final script because they're always making tweaks and changes. That's why they don't want to release the script until it's finalized.
Right, right. But and aside from your made in Chinatown, what else have you got down the road? You got more action movies.
I've got three movie releases this year. Yeah. One is Transit 17, which was a Belgian production.
Yep.
That's another zombie action film, which is looking to be very promising. And then I've got Out of Vengeance.
Yep.
Which is another film with Michelle Kesey. Michelle Kesey played Tong Po.
All right.
Kickboxer, if you remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
He's in the film himself. And the other one is going to be The Dark Kingdom, which is second part to Night of the Damned. So I've got three movie releases.
Wow.
The only contract I've signed so far is Made in Chinatown, which I'm shooting. But
right.
There are a few others in the pipeline, which hopefully, you know, if I get it signed, then I can start talking about it.
Yeah. So you obviously, do you send a lot of scripts, or do you look for certain projects to work on?
People send me scripts. Sometimes if I'm lucky enough, I will try and get my own input into the script just to bring the character to life and just give it a bit more magic.
Right.
If I'm fortunate enough to actually have an input in the script. Sometimes I'm given a script if I really, really don't like it, and if I think my character will be portrayed in a bad way, then I don't do it. But as of lately, I've been getting some very good scripts with good storylines. So hopefully if it develops into something good, I'd love to work on it.
Yeah. And are you looking to maybe direct in that yourself? Maybe write your own movie?
Do you know, recently I was presented to do a short film, and I completely wrote the script for it.
Yeah.
It's not my first, but the rest of the production were very impressed by it, so it may be something I'd like to develop on.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of action stars have gone that way. Eventually, they end up writing and directing and producing, and as well as starring in their films.
Of course, I think the biggest advantage is you get to have your own creative inputs into what you do.
Yeah.
So sometimes the worst thing is to when you're playing a character or when you're in a mood which you cannot really associate or relate to. Because it's not your own making. So the advantage of directing is that you have your own creative input.
You've worked with a lot of marvelous talents so far. Is there anyone on your list that you haven't worked yet that you would very much like to?
Oh, for sure. I'd love to work with Dwayne Johnson, Rock.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Tony Jaa.
Wow. Yeah.
Just a few to name. I mean, they're absolute legends when it comes to action.
Yeah.
Also, I'd love to work with Sylvester Stallone. I mean, he's the godfather of action.
You know? Yeah, you might have a bit of trouble with Dwayne, mate. He's a busy boy lately.
Very busy. Yeah, I can see. I'll follow him. So yeah, he's a busy boy.
Yeah, he's in every other movie. It seems like you turn around and there's another movie another movie with The Rock in it.
I'm also doing a series of martial arts.
Oh, you
seminars
are?
With,
okay.
Scott Adkins, I'm doing in Turkey and Greece this summer.
Oh, excellent. Okay, and that's going to be what, broadcast on the internet?
One of the TV stations literally just signed a contract yesterday. I'm not sure which TV broadcasting station that is.
Okay.
Who are going to be covering the events?
All right, right. But it might be eventually available for people to watch outside of that.
It will be for sure. Yeah. It will be for sure.
Well, Silvio, man, it's been absolutely fantastic to talk to you. Love your work. Can't wait to see more of it. Can't wait to see how this trilogy ends. I won't spoil it for people, but it'll be interesting to see how your character comes back. But it's been real fabulous, mate. I wish you nothing but the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Future with all your work, and we can't wait to see more of you on the big screen, the small screen, any screen. For everyone listening, Knights of the Damned, it's out right now on video. It stars this man, Silvio. He's a marvelous actor, action talent, future acting legend. Silvio, mate, thank you for being on Podcasting Them Softly.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day now.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye. Mate. Bye.